How are you feeling at this time? I mean, we know you had the off-season surgery. Are you where you want to be at this point physically?
Just trying to get better healthy every day, you know, striving to get back. So.
You see guys like, you know, Devin back there and Kyle. What is it like to be back on the field with them, even though it's summer, but be back on the field? What is it like?
It's just good to be back out there with those guys. That's a great group of guys that I'm with. So, you know, just to be alongside them, it's good.
Was last year frustrating, disappointing? What was your thought process last season? And I know you started well. I mean, you started the opener, mm-hmm. and then from that point.
Well, last year was past. You know, I really ain't looking to that right now. I'm just looking forward right now. Right now, I'm just continue to go to training camp. So.
You feel like these last couple of weeks, offseason program, OTAs, is putting you in a good position to be ready on the start of training camp to compete at what clearly is a competitive position?
I think so. It was just everybody back there in the second grade just trying to compete and try to make the team better.
Are there certain things that over the next month that you're going to focus on, whether it's conditioning or studying the playbook? What will you be doing football-wise next month or so?
No, I think it all. Conditioning-wise, working on my back pedaling and different stuff, going to the film, doing it all.
What are some things that you can do to get your legs stronger? Did you say you try to get back healthy and stuff like that?
Just rehabbing, getting with the trainers. It's a great group we got there, and the training staff, and just getting in there with them. They give me stuff to do and just continue to work hard.
Is it accurate to say you came out to practice today with the intention that you were going to practice?
Oh, yes. I got my ankles taped and everything.
And they told you it was canceled?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yes, sir.
So just checking on that.
Personally, are you considering this, I guess, a bounce back year for you? To come back hard, I guess, after the first couple of months last year?
Oh, well, I try to come out every year and just, you know, train as hard as I can in the offseason and try to have a better year every year.
Yourself, I guess, playing a large role like you did in the beginning of the year last year?
Well, I can't tell you right now. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to help the team.
Can you explain again when you came out, when you found out that practice was canceled, your reaction to some of the other players?
Well, it was kind of shocked. You know, everybody was ready to practice. A lot of guys were in the training room getting taped. You know, everybody was just ready to practice. And when we got that news, it was, you know, you can go home a day earlier, so.
Well, could there be a negative side to that, though? For some guys who are trying to prove that they belong, now they don't get that chance?
I think everybody get that chance in training camp. You know, just go home and train wherever you want to train at and be ready for training camp.
I know you talked about wanting to put last year in the rearview mirror, but at the same time, was there something that you learned about yourself as a football player last year? I know a lot of guys say, look, you know, I'm going on IR, but I was able to pick up things watching film and talking to my teammates. Were you able to make use of that year sidelines in a positive way?
I think so. Being around the team, you know, just being around the atmosphere, the stadium, the crowd, the fans, the game, watching film, learning the playbook more. So,
was there a message that the coaches gave you when they told you this practice is not happening?
It was just, you know, come back. You know, we got beatings at 1:15, so.
Was it Belichick who delivered that message?
Oh, yes.